What's good, y'all? Welcome to this episode of the Hip Hop Humble Podcast. Let me tell you what, man, this energy right now in this room is up. Let me tell you, just like it was last night at the gym when y'all killed it.
Yeah.
Hey, right now we got the West Coast Love Tour in the house.
Hey,
yeah, baby.
Thank you for having us, bro.
Hey, thank y'all for coming. Like I said, right after this dope-ass show, we're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? But first, let me just go through. We'll go down and, like, introduce everybody, introduce themselves, you know what I'm saying? And then get right into it, you know what I'm saying? What's good, fam? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, brother.
Chilling.
Yeah, you killed that last night, man.
Thank you, man. So I go by the name of AT, coming from Roseville, California, man, and 1/6 of the West Coast Love Tour, man. So excited to be here. Appreciate you having us on, man.
Absolutely, AT.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I go by the name of Henny Holyfield, originally from the Bay Area, but, you know, Sacramento became my home, and I'm in Vegas now, you know, but I'm just, you know, a student, and just, you know, thankful to be a part of a dope organization, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Up and down, you know, Southern California, Northern California, doing the whole thing, Nevada and everything out there. You in Vegas, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying. We're trying to touch everything. We're trying to see the world,
That's
bro.
It. Spreading it around. Yes, I love sir. It, bro. What's good, Highway?
Sir. Highway, way high. Y'all know what it is, man.
Yeah.
I'm 1/6 of the West Coast Love Tour and the only Humboldt County representative. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we holding it down for you, man.
Definitely representing, fam.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Good time. Your energy last night, bro, I just had to say, man, like he was between, you know, you backing the whole scene and everybody up, you know what I'm saying, and just pulling out all the, you know, like you see when the crowd is with everybody, you know what I'm saying, you're seeing like, even in those moments when they're getting tired and everything like that, you know, I'm coming right back out to the front, you seeing what's going on, you guys gonna see, you get it right back up, you
know,
yeah.
Got the lessons last night.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
Humboldt brought it out, man.
I loved it, man. They did not disappoint, man. It was such a special night, for sure.
Yeah. Doe, what's good, Doe?
Doe the Unknown. Doe the Unknown. My voice was fucked up right there. Fairfield, California, man. I'm Bay Area boy. 707, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, 707 stretches all the way down the coast. You know what I'm saying? And recently just moved to Sacramento. Been rocking with Highway forever. We used to be in an elected fucking gas station. Some of my first like big shows was out here at Arcata, man. So I know how Arcata go and show out and Humble show out. My brother Henny Holyfield, you know, we had the podcast too. We know so we not strangers to this, but
yeah, shout out to y'all's podcast, Top Shelf Radio, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We coming back too. We just
absolutely.
Gotta, we got to work out how to manage it, and with this tour, it's just been hard to focus on something else. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all are working.
Trying to.
Good to be on the other side of the camera.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Go.
What's good, fam?
I go by the name of Kinda Odd. You call me KO. Out of Sacramento, California. You know what I mean? I've been having hella fun with these dudes, man, on this tour. It's been super lit. Last night was super lit. I'm excited to see what else we about to do with this, man, you know? But yeah, man.
The world.
Representing Skylit Music.
Let's go.
The whole world, Craig.
That's it.
Baby.
Yeah, what part of Sac, though? Northern Sac, Southern Sac? Where you at?
Shit, right now I'm in, like, Rancho, but mainly, like, shit, I was raised in, like, downtown. Yeah, I would say downtown. I'm a dirty Midtown kid.
Okay.
Yeah. PBRs and cigarettes back in the day.
That's what's up, fam. And then we got Scourge is in the building, too, y'all. I want to make sure we shout out Scourge. He's going to be in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's busy times. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, y'all are coming off a killer-ass show. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised y'all are even up.
Right.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, work. You gotta stay working, man. That's the thing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I was talking to the homeboy Case, you know, from LCA. That's one of the, you know, crews around here that's been doing it. They was doing it big, you know what I'm saying? They really some originators of Humboldt County hip hop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was out last night, you know, doing the videography and everything like that with you guys, boy, you know, last night and everything, you know, and killing it because he's killing the visuals and everything. And I was talking to him and I was just like, you know, like the show's up here, and hey, anybody in Humboldt County, I ain't talking shit about you, I ain't shitting on nobody, and it ain't comparing nobody. What I'm just saying is, you guys got to understand, like, the energy that these gents brought out last night, that was on another level. We don't see it like that all the time in Humboldt County. You know what I'm saying? So that's a blessing. So when you see Highway on the show, period, you know to come through. But when you see the West Coast Love come through, you know what I'm saying, you're going to come every time now.
Right. Hey, that's what I said. Like, I think I said that at the end of the night, too. I said, make sure, like, if you tell people when you saw the West Coast Love tour, that it rock. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to miss it next time we come through.
That's it.
And make them feel bad for missing out this time.
Right.
That's it, you know. Nah, for real though, you know, like the gym too, that's a dope spot to do it. You guys filled that place out. You know what I'm saying? The vibes was up the whole time.
Yeah, it was love the whole time.
All the way around, man. It's a symbiotic thing every time. You know what I mean? They count on the performers to make them feel like they're in the right place that night and spending their money in the right place. And we feed off of them, you know, and it gets us hype, makes us give better shows, and just starts circulating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it becomes its own thing, its own kind of living, breathing thing, like we saw last night. Like we were originally planning on splitting it into two sets and have like a 15-minute intermission.
Right. Yeah.
And we're just like...
Should we stop?
It was on it.
I don't think we should stop.
Yeah. Watch the temperature.
We had them.
We asked them.
Yeah.
It was just moving at that point. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, the shit was amazing, man.
Hell yeah.
Like I knew we could. You know?
I think like with what you said too, like the difference is like we come into any venue, any place, knowing and with the expectation that we have to prove that we deserve your attention. Right? And like other artists would come in and be like, nah, you're supposed to be looking at me. Or like, too cool, too cool.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? But we definitely have that eagerness and that hunger to make you want to fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So then when we get that back and the energy starts coming back our way, it's reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we show love to the fans. Like, man, like the homie John, bro, John Newell. Like,
yeah. Shout out to John Newell. He's been repping Humboldt County for a long time, man.
He follows everything we do. Every time I do a drop, he's on it. Every time I do a live, he's on it. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, man, let's do something for him. Yeah. So we all put together and took pieces of our merch and put in a big ass bag for him.
Oh,
and
hell
gave
yeah.
it to him on stage. You know what I'm
See,
saying?
See, that's
like,
what's you know, up.
That's going to make his day because like, he deserves that, bro. Like, any, if you're like, we're not shit without our fans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for people to support and be down, like, we want to make sure that motherfuckers know we love y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. Like,
I can feel appreciated.
Y'all are really showing love on this tour, man. That's West Coast Love Tour. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to y'all for that, man. You know, a lot of people don't do that. They don't get up on the stage and give a fuck about the people that have been coming out all the time and everything like that. Right. They just take it for granted. You know what I mean?
Stop coming.
Yeah.
We're building it organically. You know what I'm saying? Like people, I've said this before with my music, but I will also say it about the tour is you might listen to the music and not be a fan. You come to a show, it's impossible for you to walk away and not feel like, damn, these motherfuckers, I need to check something out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, and like I said, we all have that eagerness, that hunger to not want to say please, but just make sure that we deserve your attention. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't fucking with us just because, and we're gonna be like, nah, fuck you on some Doja Cat shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we over here like we love thank y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all making us happen. We out here because of y'all. So.
Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, people really be tapping in after that. If anybody hasn't, you know, I want to say, you know, the majority of folks already knew about y'all, you know, because you guys are Northern California. You guys are popping right now. There's only so many different things going on between the podcast, man. That's something to really help elevate people's brands nowadays. Absolutely. So shout out to y'all for holding it down.
Yeah.
Like I was telling y'all before the pod, you know what I'm saying? Your pod was inspiration for my pod. Mm, you know what I'm saying? For real. So shout out to you. Yeah. That's how it keeps going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with y'all doing this tour now, you know, like that's just spreading it all up and down. Where are you guys going? And is it all Cali?
And now we went to Vancouver.
Oh, shit. You know, okay.
It's the whole West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Then we even have dates that we're booking in like Vegas and Nevada and shit like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
But eventually we want to take it further than that. Yeah, yes, the West Coast love, because we from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? But we'll go show the East Coast some love.
I think all of us kind of have that. We all kind of want to be touring artists. But like, we're all open to that idea. Just like, yo, if I can go around and rock and make money and support my family like that, like, bro,
mm-hmm.
why the fuck would I do anything else?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
right?
That's what we love.
And you guys got to think about it too. I ain't telling you the game, but I'm just saying, you know, so this is a smaller area. It ain't like super small, but it's a smaller area. So you guys know if people in this area are coming out and seeing like they can tear the stage up, they really know how to perform, and that's a top level performance for this area. Y'all are absolutely killing anything, any smaller areas or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? People are going to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's all about finding the right spots and everything. But once folks hear about y'all in different places and demographics, forget about it.
Come on.
Straight up.
Yeah. To the moment. Hell yeah. And you build that repertoire with them. And that's the thing that we're learning too with touring, is we have to put in the legwork ourselves and find spots like the Jam that will fit us well. Mm-hmm. The size of the machine that we got going on. We're not nothing, but we're not super fucking huge, and we can't do a stadium and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So yet, there we go, that part.
Right.
But we're finding that and having these spots and meeting everybody, meeting the bartenders, meeting the door people, meeting the local artists, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what your first run's about.
That's what your first run's about.
Yeah. Yep.
First run, you go out, you make contact in the flesh with people and promoters. And like, yeah, we talked over the phone, but now you've seen this. Now when I come back and talk to you, be like, you have that in your memory.
Mm-hmm. You either told your friends and then told their friends, and it builds up, and then we could take this footage and what we've done and take it to these bigger venues and let them know, have we been rocking, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
For this.
The best promo you could do is to actually step foot in the city soil and network with them.
Mm-hmm. And then put up hard copy flyers.
Yeah, it's like all about investments. Yep. We've talked about this before. It's about investing in yourself. You know what I mean? And there's many, many ways to invest in yourself in life, but in the music game, especially, such as that shit. You know what I mean? Like making these trips, putting in the foundation and then building it, you know?
Well, and understanding too, it's you can't just put flyers up on your social.
Facts.
To not run an ad, you know, but just put it up on your social, because the people that are in that area that you want to see it is not.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So a lot of people, even I've even been a sucker and did it in myself in my own area. I was just putting up flyers on my shit before I started learning. And then the show turned out, it was like, wasn't nobody there. Okay, well, what did I do wrong? Well, I didn't put out flyers in places around so people saw it. So then when they do see it on social, they're like, oh, I seen that from that poster here or whatever.
Right.
And then also too, then running the ads, you know what I mean? That's something that we're learning to do. Bub's been giving us all like fucking social media school and how to properly post and collab with people on track. You know what I'm saying? But
that's crucial.
Yeah, so it's a learning thing.
No, I agree. I mean, I feel like it is another reminder that like word of mouth is nowhere near dead, you know what I'm saying? And like, it's still a very, very powerful promotional tool that we can use, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, putting up flyers at local businesses in that city that you have a show in fucking brings them out.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Fucking brings them out. Yeah. A little bit of footwork.
At least it's that recognition. You know what I mean? Oh, I've seen that. Where did I see that?
Oh, rather than them scrolling past the flyer that they see on their social media.
Anybody can make a flyer, digital flyer, and slap it up on their socials.
Yeah, it takes 5 minutes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it doesn't, you know.
And just because they like your shit don't mean they're coming out.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. That's the interesting part of hip hop nowadays is like, you know, with thing with the, you know, you can have a studio in your house. You know, so anybody can like think that they're gonna be hip hop and everything like that.
Now.
Right. All out of your phone. Mm-hmm. Literally. And so nowadays there's so many people thinking they can get in on the game and everything like that, but don't realize the work involved. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a little piece of work for people to be like, you know, calling venues and setting up and shows and everything like that. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I think nowadays people have to really look at the people that are succeeding. Like what y'all are doing, you know what I'm saying? Like they really have to look at that and say, oh no, we have to up the ante with all this. I've seen people around here, just like you said, just make a flyer, put it on their, you know, feed in their stories and everything like that, and you get nobody at a show. I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? For my shows, I do like y'all said, I put money into the post. We'll go out and put flyers up. You know, I pay a homie to put flyers up and everything like that. Like you have to do that. Shout out to you, fam, on a broken foot, bro. Come on, you was out there on the ground doing
it. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Making it happen. And look at that. Look what happened last night. You know what I'm saying? The folks came out.
Pays off, man.
Yeah, it really does.
So much go on, bro. And I just want I want the new generation to know that it is okay to fucking put in effort and show that you're hustling and you're not just instantly winning. Like, here I am and I'm already winning. Like, it's a come up, you know what I mean? I want to see all the youngsters running around putting their own posters up because, right. And just think about it, just for all the business sense, bro, we did good last night, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have to pay for a motherfucking poster guy. Mm-hmm. I just know the area. I speak to these businesses. I go in. I don't just fucking hang posters. I go in and speak with somebody.
Right.
Ask to hang it up. And I got this whole list. And you know, like youngsters need to be able to do that, and it's gonna save you money. It's gonna make you money. Mm-hmm. It's gonna show people higher up than you that you have that grind. That's the fucking the grind that's used too fucking freely. Mm-hmm. The grind, the hustle. You know what I mean? Like really get out there and do it.
I think you touched on it in the beginning of what you said too. Is like. Like a lot, I feel like a lot of the younger generation feel like it's not cool to be out here trying.
Exactly.
Like so my kids be like, yeah, try hard. And I'm like, what's wrong with that?
Try hard, yeah.
What do you mean, what's try hard? You're supposed to try hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When I was playing sports and stuff like that, who's the people that were the starters? The people that were starters were people that was out there trying hard.
Right, practicing in their off time. Yeah,
doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's the same thing. Like, I think, Some of the younger generation comes in with like this fly ass attitude, like, nah, we ain't gotta do it.
You're supposed to come.
Or I'm gonna be on stage, I'm gonna smoke a blunt, drink a fifth, but not know my lyrics.
Halfway
right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seen it.
So, you know, like you said, they shouldn't be afraid to be like, yo, I'm out here pushing. Like, oh, you out here hanging flyers? Yeah, I'm out here hanging flyers, bro. And you see what happens from it.
Right.
You know?
I think, you know, one of the dudes on the podcast recently made a good point about it, too, in Humboldt County. You know, it's this interesting spot because it's like the smaller area. So it feels like, you know, so like in Sac, people come out to the shows and they get lit. They come out to have a good time. And it's a whole different vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like around here, people come out to these shows, you know, sometimes and they're like, well, I don't want to be seen dancing to this people's songs or this or that. Or
who installed, you know, that mentality?
All that kind of, especially around here when, like I said, I ain't talking shit about the scene, you know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers, like, other than like Highway and a few other heads, motherfuckers ain't on. So like, what are they, you know, tripping on? Like, not trying to be seen. No, you need
that's
to be that's seen.
That happens in Sac too, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the tour aspect, I think that just seeing, you know, us getting out here and doing it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, locals throwing their own tour isn't very common. You see big names, and you pay to get on this big name tour, and you know, it might be a small ass thing, like you really don't even get what you expect to get out of it, you know what I'm saying? When if you just build yourself up and put yourself in a position to be able to do some shit like that, it's gonna feel a whole lot better.
That's
I think this tour taught us that a lot already. We doubted how much really we could do, I think.
Yep.
We kinda put ourselves back where we should have more faith in ourselves that we could, bro, look at what we doing. And at first we was like, oh, you know, maybe we can't, you know? And now you start seeing it and it's like, yo, well, fuck yeah, we can. And we can do it. We can go way further than what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's dope. And like I said, it's the first run. So our first run is the West Coast Love Tour. So we're going to learn things. And then by the time we come out the second time, we ain't making the same mistakes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, for real though. And then I'm gonna love to see it every year. Like, I ain't telling y'all, you know what to do, but we wanna love to see you every year.
Come here, you know what I'm saying? Say less. And, come back.
Because just for instance, like, you know, we see the Slap Frost tour comes up. You know what I'm saying? They're doing 8 years running. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
so, like, they're doing
the same. Justin's a vocab sleeve.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for and real. Z Man.
Z Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See those
Quipto,
dudes.
Quipto.
Yep, at Quipto. Yeah. Hey, that's so crazy, bro. I'm gonna tell a little story on this. See, this is a little story why motherfuckers can't be like trying to act all hard or cool at these shows. I was talking shit about motherfuckers. I do the same ass fucking shit, right? I'm at the fucking True Justice show. I'm about to leave the spot. Mm-hmm. And I passed by the dude doing merch, selling merch and everything like that. And so his face looked familiar. And I looked at him and I looked at him again. And I'm like, I know that dude from somewhere. But on some other shit, I was like, all right, I'm leaving, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Could have networked with, that was equipped though. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't ever just pass people by because you think they're this or that or they're selling merch or whatever like that. You can't be doing that at these shows. You network.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good story.
I was trying to tell people to like be the initiation of the conversation and or break the ice. You know, there's too many times that shit slips away in life, whether all the way back to you looking at a female back in school and y'all looking at each other all damn day, all damn summer, and all damn year, and then nobody says something.
They you missed your shot.
And so for surely, icebreaker for surely, like if somebody follows you, like hop in their DMs. Hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so. This is what I do. This is what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Here's my business page. Here's my artist page. Here go some other pages and you know, tap in. And sometimes it just takes that icebreaker because, again, the whole ego thing or the whole who installed that mentality of, I'm not going to reach out. Like, he going to see me and he going to want to work with me. Like, nobody sees you. Nobody wants to work with you. Nobody knows what the fuck you about because you got three pictures on your damn Instagram page.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My bad. Is the bathroom in there?
Yeah, you good, good. Shout out to Bubs. This is Bubs.
Yeah,
Bubs.
Good
man. Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Don't let them know.
My name's Bub. I'm a videographer, photographer. I have a warehouse studio. Colt 45 is the engineer and producer. Kind of my brand's Capital Connection. I just kind of focus on trying to connect all the creatives within the capital. That's kind of my motivation every day when I get up, and what, you know, makes me kind of get to it every day, you know, is kind of what Tupac said, you know, too. He's not looking to change the world, but he's looking to influence the person who changes the world, you know. So kind of the same shit. Like, I'm not gonna be the one to do anything the biggest, but I can definitely assist others on getting there, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I would say this, like, everybody who is pursuing this music shit, yes, you need a team, and on that team you need a bub. You need somebody who's gonna tell you some shit that you maybe don't want to hear at the moment, but you need to fucking hear. And it's always for the betterment, you know, it's always for the better of the you know, for the scenario or whatnot. But man, like, get yourself a bub.
I've had a conversation with Bub, left the warehouse and went home. I was like, I gotta get this, I gotta do this,
this
gotta,
right, you know, this nigga is like, he's Sacramento's Kingpin. If you don't know who Kingpin is, go follow the cheat code.
The cheat code, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gotta say,
watch an episode, right, watch an episode of the cheat code, and yeah, that's Bub.
Yeah. Nah, for real though, people are underestimating a lot of what, like, whether it's promotion, marketing, you know, a vision, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot that goes into that, you know what I'm saying? You have to have somebody like that on your team.
Right. Yeah. And plus, you know, this dude does, you know, he puts on several different hats. And so he just kind of seamlessly became like the tour manager for this. And just because we kind of go to him for answers, you know? And so he's not just behind the camera, but he's got his hands and other things, you know, pulling certain strings to make sure it's right, and vision, you know, making us look good on stage, on and off stage.
Let's not forget that he helped us organize this whole fucking 2-hour experience that we put together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And made sure that it was the best it could be.
And my theory on the set list was just, you know, everybody deserves to perform while the peak of the show is happening. And so it's like, you know, like, I hate the, you know, like, pay to play and or because like at the end of the day, it's like the person organizing the show is just promoting it and organizing it, and they're not even really tripping if it goes well or not, because they got these six other artists who have 30, 40, 50 tickets who gotta sell them to be on the show, to where, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the people aren't putting, they're not betting against themselves and how well they can organize an event or an you know what I'm saying? And so with us, it's like, we're all on the same team. There should be no reason why AT goes first and misses the peak of the show. And so we sat down, everybody submitted songs. We listened to all songs submitted and we put them in order depending on how we felt from beginning of show to end of show and what roller coaster we wanted.
And then we went from four hours into two hours.
I mean, bro, we really went as deep as getting it all the way down to a certain list and then having to cut more fat and putting like songs in the hat that everybody heard and was like, yo, this has got to go. It might be one of your babies, but it's got to go for the betterment of the show. So it's just been this whole like collective mindset of putting everybody's like best foot forward to like make the show work versus like taking it personal of this song by taking it off of this one. Yeah. It's about the flow of the show. So
right. It really helped us organize that show. We did a rehearsal show.
Yeah.
And put which up a Google
forums
thing where people could have had a survey and say what they liked about the show.
Got far in the show.
Did you want to go get a drink? Did you want to go? We like try to get metadata for it, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart,
and
so, man.
And do that with analytics. Our peers and people that, you know, we look up to in our area.
And so then we did a send-off show right before we started the tour, and those same people that was out there doing the feedback at the send-off show,
it was
telling us, we see the adjustments and changes y'all that y'all made.
Y'all took the criticism
and you did it. So like, not only did we get a pre-show, we got the send-off show, and so it kind of just solidified like that we had made the right choice with the songs and with the flow of the set and all that good stuff. So we're putting a lot of legwork into this. It's been more than just putting six artists together and putting together songs. It's really been a lot of logistics. We've been having, every week we do Zoom meetings. We make sure we check in with each other on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. It's a whole kind of like system that's been created. So that's what's made it be successful so far.
And just since we were talking about the set, it's like we had it all trimmed down, but like Bub had created this, like a template. And basically we have the intros, we have the warm-up section, we have the peak, we have the third quarter, and cool down, right? So it's like a build up, and then a plateau, climax, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and then we had to shrink that, kind of cannibalized
the whole third quarter.
Cool down, or something like that. So it basically turned into one big peak, but that was the mindset, that's, you have to do that to be able to trim it down and be like, what is working?
Right.
What throws it off? You know what I mean? And because of that, I mean, it's that template that he got us on was very integral, and that is what the West Coast Love Tour show is.
And there were two individuals in the building last night that saw that and appreciated that. They were like, "Well, y'all introduced us, and we was at the intro, and then that shit just went up."
I think that's what the challenge was in it is we're all six independent artists. We're not a group, but so how do we bring forward as a group, but still showcase each one of our individualness. Your individuality, what the fuck word do I use for that?
Individualism.
We made individualism. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
it makes me think a lot.
How do you go back from a show and you're like, okay, I know who Scourge is, I know who AT is, I know who Henny is, I know who Highway is, I know who Doe is, I know, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that was like a big thing that we put into it. And we do Zoom meetings every week.
They're gonna know why.
And talk about the planning and talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just right off.
Ridiculous shit. So, you know, I think that take that, that's what the effort that is needed to make something successful, you know?
The best it can be. You gotta put in that work.
Yeah. What I think is really dope, Ed, just because, you know, you guys came on this podcast, so all these artists that are, whether it's in Humboldt or anywhere else, they're going to watch this and they're going to see, okay, we could do that too. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, that you guys have paved the lane.
Goal, really, bro, is to like influence other artists as well too. Like it is when you do it for a bigger reason than just yourself and your own like individual like wants and needs as an artist and whatever you see for your individual self, when you put all that shit to the side and just throw it in the bucket with the squad, it is so much more beneficial. Like, that's why last night was able to go the way it went, because we all have the mindset of all being on the same page, having the same goals, and being just as happy for your brother that's standing next to you killing shit as you would be for yourself if you got that standing ovation at that in front of the crowd. So like, we all, you know, like to pump each other up and be happy for each other versus just caring just about ourselves. That's what makes it like, you know, real special, and that's what makes these shows go the way they go. And that's why last night was, you know, kind of able to go the way it went too. So
yeah,
we're just gonna keep duplicating that. That's the goal.
That's what's up. Hey, it also makes it stronger too, you know what I'm saying, when you're all working together, cohesive on that level. You know, people, there's a lot of, you know, we already said this, but you know, there's a lot of ego a lot of times in music. Artists have like ego and everything like that. So you have to set that down, and people don't always want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of the game. But if you want to move into the next echelons of being able to like set up a crew and do this like y'all are doing, you guys have to, folks have to just like let that down a notch, you know what I'm saying? Pull that down and work with other people, collaborate.
No one man better than
the realize the whole experience is collaborative. Mm-hmm. Everything you're doing, you're working with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're here at your podcast. We're working with you. It's benefiting both of us. We're getting our name out.
Say that again. What'd you say?
Whole experience is collaborative.
Bang.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a bar.
Yep.
Love is collaborating with us, his vision, and making us look good or shooting our video. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have to work with it. Anytime you go to a venue and you have to talk to the manager, and that's a collaborative experience. You guys are working on something together. So if you're standoffish and you can't do that,
maybe how far are you
really going to
go? Right, right,
right.
Learn how to navigate on the business side. At least learn how to talk to people.
Right.
At least, you know,
we're all entertainers. We like being in front of the thing, so it shouldn't be anything for us to talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You know, a lot of times, again, I ain't talking about anybody in specific. I don't think anybody's going to get, you know, targeted by this, you know. But a lot of times people feel like they're at the top in their little area or something like that, right? And so you're like, all right, nobody's fucking with me and everything like that. But, you know, do you realize how many opportunities you lose? You know, you could think you're at the top of anything, but you're not.
Be humble.
Right.
Be confident.
Know what you
want. You know what I'm saying? Be confident. You ain't got to act like shit don't stand.
Especially if you want a small pond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm always gonna be me, dude. I don't think what I'm doing is anything fucking spectacular, big or nothing. I'm just trying, and I've never stopped trying. You know.
So you love what you do.
Yeah, man. You love what you do first, man.
And then you know? I think you have a want to be better, right? You have a want to make something better. If you like, what we talked earlier in the
compulsion.
Week. About fucking starting at something how you used to rap. Well, we heard a track we did before.
Come on.
The collab joint.
Right.
How you used to rap then to how you rap now.
Elevate.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you put the time into the craft to learn. It's like if I was a carpenter, I'm an apprentice, and by the time I get to be a journeyman, I've learned how to do all these things and have all these tools that I can use in my bag. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Like, people don't think about it. People think like, oh, I'm gonna get on. I'm gonna be that lightning fucking strike that's gonna make. Not most of the people that get there took 20 years to be a brand new guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the artists don't even have a damn ASCAP or BMI, fucking Sound Exchange,
or Songtrust or nothing like that. Right. They don't got anything.
You hear about them getting fucked out on their money.
They don't got anything like set up and organized for yourself. Like, you got to understand that this thing is a business, and that's what it comes down to. Like, I'm a marketing major, and marketing is all about 4 P's. It's all about your product, the placement, the promotion, and you know, like the price. Like, how much does that shit cost? So it's the same thing here with this.
Yeah,
product, placement,
promotion, and price.
Come on.
So yo, the product for us is the West Coast Love Tour. Promotion, how we promoting it. We were just talking about these demographic posts and doing all those other things. The price, how much does tickets cost? How much does merch cost? And then like the placement, like where are you gonna be at? Like, we in Humboldt right now. We in Humboldt County right now. We're doing our shit here right now. So you keep that in mind for every space that you go to. You're gonna find some level of success on some level. And that's what we're trying to do each and every city, each and every show, is just, you know, bring the 4 P's to every city that we come to, man. So
mm-hmm.
Pushing P.
Pushing P's.
Yeah.
Literally pushing P's.
That's literally so. Y'all are smart with it, though. Y'all taking it to the next level. It's not a game. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
If you're going to just come out here and think you're going to make the dopest music, get on top, and then just cruise from there, man, that ain't it. That's not how it goes.
From the writing of the music to the creation of it to the production to the pushing of it, the distribution, to what we do for cover arts, all the way to how we bring it to live on stage. Like, it's all calculated. It's all calculated.
Yeah. See, that's what's up. I'm just glad, again, that the people in Humboldt County artists can see this, because there's a lot of artists. There's established artists. There's also a lot of artists just coming up that really honestly need this kind of knowledge that you just dropped.
Yeah.
Because there's a real need in Humboldt County for marketing. That's one of the things.
Yeah,
you know?
that's a big thing here, man.
Mm-hmm. People don't eat, whether they don't have a bub on the crew or just, you know, they don't have the time themselves. You need to, on some kind of level nowadays with how the game is, you need to make some time to do what you can do. You know what I'm saying? Bro, whether it's just the most minimal.
AI, all this AI shit, bro.
Exactly.
You can do it easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not going to necessarily be as good as somebody that's taking the time to do it. You know what I'm saying? But there shouldn't be any reason why anybody stop it. If you really want to do it, do it. When COVID happened and all the studios were shut down, I recorded a song on my phone and recorded the video on my phone and put it out. If you really want to do it, you're gonna find a way. Yeah. You're gonna find a way. Like, yep. A lot of people talk about, like, you know, oh yeah, I'm about to do this, or like they're waiting for this right moment to do it. And like that right moment is not gonna come. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like trying to say, we don't, like, you're in a relationship, we're not gonna have kids, so we're financially stable. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna fucking be financially stable. Unless you want to have kids, have kids. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then work it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, so bars. Drop those life bars, homie.
That's a collaborative experience, by the way.
True, baby.
Yeah,
that's true. Motherfuckers will record 50 songs, not put one out.
Come on.
Every time you around them, they're talking. They're like, "Yeah, man, I'm getting ready to do this. Get ready to do this." Meanwhile, I'm like, "Bro, I've already broken down the year. Like, we're in the third quarter of the year. If you're breaking down your year by quarters as an artist, you should be doing that shit. Especially if you got BMI and publishing, you should be knowing when these checks is gonna hit and when all this shit's supposed to happen." If you're out here doing shows and doing all this shit and you're not registering your shit with BMI Live to get paid for your performances or none of that shit, like, what the fuck are you doing? You gotta get your shit together and stop wasting fucking time. You know what I'm saying? That's like going to the gym. That's like going to the gym, working out every day, hooping, and then never fucking, never getting in the game or never planning on being that dude at the end of the game that's gonna take the game winning shot. Like, it's just a waste of fucking time.
Yep.
So make sure that you're doing that shit for yourself.
Like, when I was young, I like that. When I first started rapping, I used to rap to my homies. I'd freestyle, in your ear freestyling and shit. Then, like, we go somewhere and a cypher break out, and I
would be right here.
And my homie, bro, he's like, "Bro, if you don't go over there and rap, I'm never listening to you rap again." Straight up, bro. He's like, you're dope. You always rapping in my ear. Go fucking rap over there. Yeah. I went over there and just ate everybody in that shit. You know what I mean? And, like, since then, it's like that. That conversation sparks in my head every time, like, you know, like, I got that, go fucking do it. Like, it took me a long time even to be able to put my music out of my bubble of friends, right? And I got friends that have copies of my shit and all kinds of shit that nobody ever heard, unreleased songs and shit like that. But, like, when I stepped outside of that, you know what I mean? Because that's like, if this is gonna be a business, this is what you're gonna do. If you're gonna look like money, dress like money, right? Same type of shit, right? If you surround yourself with billionaire friends, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you're gonna be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same shit. Like, I was like, I really want to do this. This is what I really want to do. And I can't, if I'm gonna do it, I can't be over here doing this fuckery. Like, you know what I mean? Just rapping at house parties and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, people are your homies. Yo, spit this rap for me. Buy a ticket, come to the show.
I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers always at the bar big name show.
Hey, what's the password?
You want me to rap it when we kick in here with our families at a campfire and shit.
You want me to rap for free, my nigga? Like,
right.
Fuck out of here.
People always trying to get in shows for free and everything like that. And that's honestly disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We want to hook people up, like, as much as we can. But, you know, we ain't never going to be shit if we ain't taken seriously as a product.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go into a local restaurant and be like, "Hey, you're good. You're hella good. But, like, you're not a chain. You're not a chain store, so like, you should give me this fucking record sale."
Right.
It's
the same analogy I always
use. Hey, what's up with that free breakfast sandwich? I mean, you ain't a chain. You know what I mean? I love you. But it's like, you never do that anywhere fucking else.
I love you. I got all your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got it all. But, like, I'm not willing to pay for it.
We want to hook you up if you're enthusiastic about us.
Like Johnny. You know what I'm saying?
Like John, bro.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker is not from money. Like, come on, man. He's from Eureka. He's Eureka born, like, raised.
You
know what I mean? Still, he had on the Dolce Unknown shirt with the highway hat and the highway chain.
Bro,
if he has 20 extra bucks, bro, you know what I mean? He makes it happen, man. And shout out to his lady Aaliyah, man. Like, this is like a power couple, man. You know what I mean? That's the type of shit. And then we want to hook people like that up.
Right.
But we don't we're not gonna get you in for free. It's just like, man, we give you music for free, especially in this age.
Tell me what's
and the quality of it.
Every fucking thing that we put out is free nowadays, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to buy it.
Yeah.
Like, we can get the biggest feature ever. And you get to hear it for free.
Right.
And you could probably find a way to fucking
download it.
Download it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, come on. Remember that. before you ask of these things from us, man, because we're really, this is our livelihood.
Like, yeah, like, I'll just put the last of my check.
Give us some integrity. We have integrity in this.
Right. I just put the last of my check into this merch, or, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you want me to give you a shirt for free.
That's it. You know, people don't see how artists are putting into their brands, like money, time, and they take that for completely for granted. You know, when you think about it like this, okay, you know, to me, it's begging. So who are you going to beg to? Are you going to beg to, like, dope dudes that are making dope music and shit like that? You might, you know, if you want to go in and, like, you know what I'm saying, go to the corner, you know, little coffee shop and everything like that, and you're giving them a bunch of business, and you want to, let me get a coffee, you know what I'm saying, and I'll pay you back, whatever like that. But you're going to go and beg to dope dudes? Do you realize what you look like?
Yeah. A knock.
You know?
Right, a knock. Huh?
A knock. That's
it. Straight up.
Yeah man.
And kind of to circle back to is like of having all the potential and not going for it and being stuck. It's just like, you gotta think outward, man. And you see me, I'm still here in Humboldt, man. And but I see outward, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how I connected with these cats. You know what I mean? They're from Sacramento. Sacramento's been my second home all my life. You know what I mean? So it's only natural, but it's just to see what type of time they on is eye opening for me being in Humble, and that's you're hearing it right here, dude. You have to think outward, be home based always, and it's grassroots always, but
want expand, more for yourself.
Expand and yeah, see it, right. See it for yourself, man. Like, cause if you like if you got. If you a big fish in a small pond, it maybe that feels cool and all, but it's not really helping you. If that becomes stagnant water, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You don't put yourself around people that push you to be better. Get in the ocean. You're gonna be.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do in one area.
Mm-hmm. And then you got your own. And then you got the street side of you, you know, the small town, whatever, you know, which is Eureka and Humboldt. It's that part, you know.
Yeah,
grimy, whatever. It's easy to get lost in the quicksand of shit. So we have so much talent here, so many different artists, like of all kinds of art. But in what we're talking about, hip hop, man. Within that, we have so many subgenres, so many dudes that are picking it up and doing it right, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all. I've been catching a lot of new cats in the area thanks to you, David.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Which, by the way, you're the glue. You're the glue, hey, as Casey would say, like, thanks, to the fam. Scene, bro.
Thanks, fam.
And you know, we wouldn't be actually mingling with each other as much as it had not been for you. You know what I'm saying? So I want to say that. But
thank you. It's all about the artists, you know, and the artists out here, like you were saying, there's a lot of dope artists out here. And with hip-hop, you know, it's a rural area, so hip-hop is harder for hip-hop to get on. And there really hasn't been, you know, just one of the things in Humboldt County, you know what I'm saying, is there hasn't been, you know, somebody like this that's been, you know, just given to get exposure for the artists. You know what I'm saying? It really hasn't happened like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, and separate from that, you know what I'm saying, like, there's talented artists, but not everybody has, like, a bub on their team. You know what I'm saying?
Get
like,
you
need
above.
To help exactly. level you
say
up.
That again.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. What you need.
If you don't
that.
Have a bub and you have somebody that's kind of close to a bub,
make them.
Have them come to Sacramento for like a week or two and hang out at the warehouse with bub and just watch bub work. You know how many people I see come in, just hella people I see come in and just like, oh, like his cousin, for instance, he shot Ray Hand Productions. He shot all the behind the scenes for my latest video. But like, just from seeing from the first time I met him, when he was just snapping pictures, just, I'll do it for free. And then he's sitting there watching Bubba, and now what it's become. And then Junior, same thing, Junior coming around and being around Colt. I've seen him progress and stuff like that, just from being in that environment. You know what I'm saying? So if you need, like, Bub runs classes, he'll teach you how to, you know, legit, like, sit there in class. You know what I'm saying? So
whiteboards, desks, we smoke a blunt. Eat some tacos and make sure you guys take notes you know, and we got people who are always at the warehouse that are willing to be subjects, to be test subjects, to, you know, my girl does art. We got the studio,
right.
We got a little production table. I'll be editing, and I got a little photo video backdrop, and, you know, we just be, I don't have, this is my full-time job.
Okay.
This is Colt's full-time job. So as far as us two, we're there 16 to 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, right. Like, we have nothing else better to do except for let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So fortunately, we have a skill that we can provide a service for the team as well as to clientele. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to kind of work for ourselves in that way.
Yeah, man.
But definitely, you know,
get you somebody and train them as a bug,
right? That's it. You got you. It's crucial.
And like, and I saw somebody else talking about, I think it was on the Chico, but just like when you got people coming in the studio and stuff like that, like everybody should have a purpose,
right,
and a reason. Instead of just like coming to the studio and your homies are sitting around smoking or wanting to like call bitches and bring bitches through or order food, like have one of them homies with the camera making content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other homie is setting something up, working on it. Like, it's someone, everybody needs to have something because
you're paying for that time.
Right, you're paying for that time, and then you're just like, you're wasting opportunity.
Right. Yep.
It really, when you break it down, you're wasting opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I'm sitting there just chilling with you, don't fall asleep on the couch. What the fuck am I there for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This ain't a spot to just come hang out. This,
right.
A lot of people don't, like, it's easy because we're musicians and we want to make music and it's fun. And we love to do it. We love to perform. But like, I think the ones that have the opportunity to make it into something, the ones that can find the work part of it.
Treat it like a job.
Yeah, man, the work part. Like, when I go, you go to your job and it's like, yo, I'm not sitting around on my phone the whole time.
Right.
My boss is yelling at me. There's a reason why, right?
You didn't work.
Then you didn't work. Fucking get in.
Right.
That's it. Hey, I'm glad you said that, though, Dope, because, you know, you guys don't miss an opportunity. A lot of folks out here, that's something that happens in Humboldt County. People run shows, and then they don't have gear available. That's a missed opportunity. Y'all had two or three or more big old tables out of gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. You guys are not missing an opportunity.
And shots above, right? And if you look right above the TV screen, above where all our merch was, we had a YouTube playlist of all of our videos.
Yep,
right?
I was watching that. Yeah. You know, yep.
See, but I was like, that's dope. Like, you got something to do right now? I was like, no, what's happening? Make a playlist on YouTube. Put it on. Okay. Had to figure out how to do that first. Had to go to hit it. Yeah. How do I make a playlist on my YouTube?
I mean, it's just like little things that you could easily overlook that could just turn into fucking something very fruitful for you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you know.
They like, can't hear the video going on, but they see it and they see how dope it is. Oh, okay.
Critical thinking. Bub is the fucking critical thinker. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
If I don't know you when creative. I walk up and it looks like shambles and just t-shirts on our fucking table, what the fuck am I? I don't want to buy that shit.
Yeah.
But if it looks like, damn, this is like legit. Like, this is, I'm at a store right now.
You right. Know you got a store on a table. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Straight up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the merch layout was very well done. Great job.
Part of everything. And we can still do better, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, even too, like, we can do like things that we could do is like, when we post flyers, like, you can add metadata to have links to everything, right? Like, I saw Kingpin talking about that, to where they can click the flyer and also find out hotels in that area, places to eat in that area, so that how much it is. And then it's like, that's way more enticed. Like, I got everything up the hand of my,
what excuse
you have? It's like a travel package, it's right. Like,
yeah.
right.
See, yeah, y'all are smart. That's a whole, what y'all are talking about. Anybody watching this in Humboldt County, almost anybody, this is like a crash course. This is a course in like marketing and the game right now.
We learning it too.
Right. In real time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We learning from watching. Yeah. I just said, like, the Chico, bro. Like, they put me on it. The Chico podcast. Man, I sat, like, once they put me on, I put it on my Spotify. I just rock it in my, like, when I'm driving shit. I started learning hella shit, bro. Like, things I'd be like, damn, I should have been doing that. Damn.
You want to feel like you're not working hard enough?
Yeah, they'll watch, make you.
they'll find something for you to do, for sure.
Yeah. But you got to be willing to soak it in, though.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to learn and know that you don't know every fucking thing there is to do about marketing or any aspect of the game, you know what I'm saying? And just be willing to be taught and use that.
But you probably know someone who does know something and link up with that.
I tell you like this, like, y'all in Humboldt, right? You guys sell weed, right? Sometimes you guys might sell it differently than when we sell it, but the concept how we sell weed is you got to make the most money with it, and to make the most money, you got to bust down your pound, right? You sell a pound, you're only making $50, $100, $200, maybe three. You take down. You bust that motherfucker down, you're going to make it one to two bands.
Yep.
128 ace, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So some people make a song, put a song out. That's pound for pound.
See, that's how he got me the first momentum right there.
So how do we bust down your pound into 128 eighths? How do we bust down your song to 128 eighths? you damn near got 16 bars. If all your bars is really that fire, each bar could be a shirt. Each shirt could be a different illustration of what each bar represents. Now, per song, you got 16 shirts, and you're only selling 50 of them, so now they're exclusive or rare, so now they're $60, $80 a piece. Mm-hmm. Just with the song, you may get a couple bands on some merch if you do it right.
Yeah,
you make a smoking song. Okay, you got a shirt, you got a rolling tray, you got a whole rolling something. Boom! Now you have a smoke out for your song release. Now you got a smoke out for the music video release, and now you got a, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, bust that shit down, have fun with it. Don't just put out the song and on to the next. Like,
yeah. You know, really, like, break down the opportunities.
Come on. As much time as you put into creating that product, then you
number?
You gotta be prepared to do that shit on the other side of the spectrum.
Like,
that's right.
Yeah, every Cole, what is it called?
16 fucking. It's close. I think it's close to a million. Close to a million songs.
Plus what?
Or maybe way more than a million.
More than a million, yeah.
Million songs what?
Million songs that have
less than 10 streams.
Less than 10 streams or zero streams on Spotify. That's just clogging up space. Like, motherfuckers, like, bro, you didn't even go on Spotify and stream your own shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
bro. Hey, man, have you heard about this shit I just heard about?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Forms? Like you were saying, yeah. Bust down your fucking song to where people are like, damn, another piece of content for this? All right, let me go change this shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know I'm saying? Like, ooh, I fuck with the way that they filmed this. Now I like this song.
Yeah, I like
you know
that.
I'm saying?
At the very
like,
least, do one of these fucking stream farms, bro.
They do that too,
dude, though. That's crazy. I was like, so they get hella burner phones and just stream them from the fucking phone accounts.
Yeah, but then, but now that leads to the same thing, going back to the weed industry, right, is the same thing I like to relate a lot of shit back to the weed industry. It's almost the same shit all the way around, right? So those people are doing stream farms, right? What do they have, right? They have money because they're going to need phones and they're going to need, you know, set up all these shits, right? So they have money and no culture.
Right.
Just like these weed brands. Mm-hmm. You go to a cannabis club, you see hella brands on the shelf. You can probably go click, search, follow 1, 2, 3, 4 pictures, or all the pictures are just product pictures. There's no lifestyle pictures. There's no demographic culture. Being there's no I culture like there's no scene. Demographic that's being a, attached
no
to the brand
gym.
And so
gym.
It's like a lot of it's like one or the other right now. You either have culture and no money, or you have money and no culture.
Hey,
you know, and so if you have money and no culture, and if you have culture and no money, there you got to start to look to find ways to either be sponsored by or you know, be getting paid to create this culture for these bigger brands, and or remember that for your own shit too, is that you got to do both. You know, at the same time, you got to do the culture and get your money up. You know what I'm saying? So that it's you know, but
yeah. Hey, y'all got a smart cat on your team.
Come on,
hey,
man.
You know what I'm get you a buck.
This is probably the best episode of
Masterminds. Got a few masterminds. I'd say all leaders in their own way, but yeah, we got a few visionaries that are integral to the machine.
That's what makes this.
Need a nucleus to the cell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or Voltron,
to make the everything to let's go.
Voltron, you know what I'm saying? We all come together. So I'm at least one of the legs.
No, y'all definitely got a machine, and that's what I love. That's what I love. Y'all brought this to the podcast. Let folks see this, because, like I said, you know, I'm the type of person when anything that I do out here, I tell people, anything I can do, you can do better. So I'm the type of person, I'm always trying to inspire people to do better. And what you guys are doing, just by doing it, it's going to inspire people around here. Because again, like, people aren't doing a lot of these things you guys are talking about right now. They're not even moving. They're not even thinking on these levels. It's just, let's just make some dope music. Let's make some dope music. That's like the music is marketing.
Minimal,
you said it's free.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people, well, go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, unfortunately, like, it's not just about making music, and it sucks, because I know that's at the end of the day, that's all we want.
That's all we really want to do.
Yeah, but like, yeah, man, like, I've it took me a minute to come to terms with the marketing side and the business side of it. Yeah, I mean, like,
but don't you think? Wouldn't you say that that's what
do
makes
artists too?
That's what makes an artist, though.
Nah, straight up.
Because if you love it that much, then you'll fucking deal with all the bullshit you got to deal with,
right,
to get to where you want.
And it's fucking more material.
Right.
Or you'll find out that you need to be like a fucking technician. You know what I'm saying? Or a fucking you know what I mean?
Right.
Something in a trade. You know what I'm saying? you'll find that it's like very discouraging, and you'll ditch out. And 80% or more, I would say, have done that. Mm-hmm. That I've seen over the years.
Yeah.
And that's not putting them down. That's just, it's fucking, it's hard, man. And real life comes at you.
Yeah.
And it smacks you. And you know, if you have anybody that you have to support, this is not the fucking game that you really want to fucking be in. But if, again, if you were born in it and shit happens, and you have built a life and you have kids, you
know how to balance.
These motherfuckers all fell off quick.
Learn how to juggle
if you're really in love with that. Mm-hmm. Because it's a baby in itself. I've always compared this shit to having a child. You know what I mean? Because I've been in a relationship with, you know, like it's a stepdad situation. Mm-hmm. And that was the big conflict. This is my baby. And it's, you're going to put hella money, hella energy, time, and there ain't no guarantee you're going to get your money back. You do it because you love it. And you can't stop.
I heard somebody say we're the only artists that do our art and expect to get paid. Like a painter, like Rembrandt, makes a painting. He isn't looking to get paid for it to be a priceless painting or something like that. He's just doing the art. You know what I'm saying? Rap and hip hop is like, or musicians like that, are that we're putting our art out there and expecting to get paid off of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you have those kind of expectations, it could be like, some people.
And we're the last ones to get paid.
Right. I've seen.
Rappers are the last ones to get paid.
I'll pay a DJ because he can fucking press play on a playlist and shit. But don't come and fucking rock a whole set and go crazy. Nah, you don't want to drop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, right. That mentality is crazy. It's out there too. I see that.
Really? The value of the actual fucking artist is way lower than the people that the artist needs.
Let me ask a question.
And that's what the whole thing is fed off of. You know what I mean? It makes sense because there's a ton of motherfuckers claiming that they're artists. Mm-hmm. So again, it just filters out the ones that ain't in it, that don't have the heart. They're gonna filter out naturally because they have no choice. But the lifers are gonna fucking find each other, you know what I'm saying? And they're gonna stick together,
right?
Right. And they gonna find each other, you know.
Like, would you say that's because it's so watered down? Do you think that's why it looks like that? Like I can't just. I've seen a million rappers. Everybody, like my cousin raps or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So when I come to you and I say I want to come do a show here, like, it's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I don't know, because DJs would be quote unquote watered down at the same time as hella DJs too. So right. Like, what does that come from? Like,
so the videographers are now then too.
Right.
You know, like, because now like you can go pay $300-$500 and get a camera that shoot 4K, right, or then to pick up your iPhone and that's a motherfucker shoot 4K. Right, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's understanding that it's the bigger picture, right? And so, like, it's about the experience, right? And so kind of how I would say too, like, you rather go to the mom and pop shop down the street that doesn't have the best quality end product, but the experience is going to be A1. They know your name. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you a discount.
They going to go. Everybody
knows your name. So it's not all the time. And kind of like what you would said, I think you said earlier or whatever, you know, like they might not like the music offhand, but once you come to a show, you're not going to walk away and not be able to not be a fan because of the experience that we provide.
Right.
You know? And unfortunately and fortunately right now, we've only been able to execute the live performance part of the experience. You know what I'm saying? There's so many other emotions that we need to tap into and other feelings, senses that we also need to tap into for these experiences, you know?
You have the whole crowd shroomed out.
Yes. But now,
you put it out there as just boom, that might turn some people away. But now you curate the event so that the song and or the concept of the album is that, you know, right, what I'm saying? Right. Self or third eye or meditating or grounding, or now we go out to a camping and we throw an event like fucking Dry Diggins. Yeah, everybody gets a fucking free grandma shrooms when they come in or something. Yeah, lit. Let's get it. You see what I'm saying? But
you gotta work up to that.
You gotta curate. You know what I'm saying?
Like, globally, man. Don't think locally. Think globally.
But definitely going back to like Chance the Rapper. First two projects he put out, free
mixtapes.
right? But they were all, it was all original music.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was free. So was it a mixtape? I mean, it was still an album in my book. It was all original.
That's right.
And it was fire.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
This is what they call
So all he wanted people to do was, if you like my shit, go buy my hat.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? He made his first million off his hats. You see what I'm saying? He was able to translate and filter. You know what I'm saying? To where if you like, if you fuck with me, I'm not looking to sell my music. But if you fuck with me, go buy something of mine. Go buy anything, right? And so that also leads up to, you know, how are you allowing people to support you? How are you allowing people to show love, right? If the only way you're allowing people to show love is to go stream your music, they got to stream it three times for you to get a dollar. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right? Three times? No, it's not. No, it's like, right. More. My bad. I take that back. My bad. Three times for you to get a cent. 1.2 cents is three streams. And so...
It's like 300.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, do me a favor. Go stream my music. You better off saying, can I get a dollar?
Right.
The bum at the corner asking for a dollar making more money than you off your music right now. You know, he's winning
in San Francisco because he's got better panhandling.
Right, you know, I mean, he's winning over you. So it's
in real life.
It's more to it. It's what else? The music is just the soundtrack. It's just the background music. It's just the theme song to what you actually have going.
What's the
connection?
Right. Like, and that's one thing that I think you've kind of put in my head too, is about like creating with your audience like an experience, so the behind the scenes is the what's dope about that is now they're seeing how we created this. Okay. They're seeing like they saw my storyboard that we drew and then saw the actual video next to it, and it's like, this isn't what the storyboard came out to, right? With just a little bit of planning or something. Like that you have to
check out Right Hand by Dole the Unknown. It's
just dropped too. Right Hand,
like grassroots, you know what I mean? All the way ground up. Like,
me and my girl's dad fucking built a set in their backyard and lighted it up and put it together, and fucking, you see the video, you'd be like, this is a legit set. You
know? Choreography going on, like it's just,
I can
tell he put in work.
So I mean, that, like, how easy that is.
A little bit of planning, bro.
Just a little bit of planning, right. and some fucking effort, dude. And
honestly, like, and honestly, like, the not to you know, downplay the planning that was done was just, we're gonna shoot at this time, this place, with this set that was built with these people.
Right.
What we're gonna do, we don't know.
Yeah.
And so definitely showing up there, and it's like, all right, dancers, how y'all doing? You know, cool, okay. Yeah, I kind of know you because you're a dancer from Sacramento. I don't know you at all. Oh, you guys haven't came up with a choreography? Or okay, cool. You guys live in separate cities? Okay, cool. So you guys don't. All right. So let's figure this out. So you know what I'm saying?
Everything was on the fly.
And so, right.
But, I said, have we planned it out more? Think about how much more doper it would have been.
Right, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't catch Harris Hate. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it'd be a lot doper, and it would have been better dancing. Yeah. Been more you know what I'm saying? You know?
Harris Hate.
So,
my family keep it real, man. They're gonna tell you like it is.
Have you a family like the Harris family?
Come on,
around
man.
To let you know every time you're fucking
it's
up.
It's all in life.
They let you know when you win. But you can do it yourself,
right?
And you can make amazing things out of very little resources.
Out of just you and your peoples.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? You and putting your fucking heads together, and again, we here in the Humble Hip Hop Podcast, you know what I'm saying? There's very little resources around here, but you can make it pop like yourself, you know what I mean? You can do it.
You have to nowadays, you know, that's the thing. And like you guys were talking about, you have to have a bubble on your team. That's the thing is like nowadays, so you know, I've been out here doing this promotion for the scene for like 2 years, right? And what I'm going to actually start doing is actually slowing down what I'm doing, which is going out there doing like free videography and photography for people. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers have to get their own bubs on their team. You know what I'm saying? Right. If you're going to level up, if you're going to be real about this, you can't just keep cruising and it's just you.
Well, the good thing always about a cash exchange, money exchange is now if I'm giving you money, you know I'm serious and I've paid you money, right? So it's always better with that. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're doing free shit and then people start expecting, it's like you have the homie that always comes over and smokes it with you. But you know what I'm saying? Like you smoke eight blunts and you want to smoke another one and he ain't put no money on nothing. And he's like, you ain't gonna roll another one? No.
Yeah, no.
Or
right.
No,
just
stops. Or potentially at least yesterday. if you yourself get a either ASCAP or BMI, get some royalties from it.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You don't exactly. I'll do it for free, but give me 10, 15, 20, 30, 50%, whatever. You know, each artist is going to be a different percentage because it's going to be a base by base. You know what I'm saying? This artist might have a bigger name already to where they're not trying to give up that much because they're already going to get the views with or without you.
Right.
You know, somebody else like, I need it because I don't have any videos because I don't have no money, but I'm dope. Okay, give me 80% of your royalties. And they might be like, come on, you know. And,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, still definitely try and, you know, get paid for the time. You know what I'm saying? And so.
And it also, yeah. You know, it'll help folks level up, you know, so that way it's not just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there can't be an, you know, I ain't talking, again, I ain't talking about anybody in specific because I've been going out to just everybody's shows and doing it. You know, right. You guys
see all the pictures.
You know,
David is out here every fucking thing.
Yeah, I really do. And there comes a point too where it's like, you know, to be real about it, like I feel like I was diluting the game because people get like used to it. And just to have a, you know, like I have this saying where, you know, motherfuckers suck from the teat for too long, they become a titty boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta have to, you know, you have to grow out of that, you know what I'm saying, and start to make connections in this community because there are dope videographers out here. There's some people out here, you know what I'm saying?
People moving and making brands.
Yep.
They branding themselves.
It's like y'all said, it's all a collaborative effort. And right. So it's all about stepping out of that ego, understanding you sometimes do have to ask people for help.
Come on.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's not a one-man show. It's not like that no more. The one-man band,
you can only go so far. Team, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Right.
You know,
y'all are the team. Yeah. Look at what y'all did. This is the team. You bring a team together, the right people. You saying this is what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, you know, I mean, if we're talking fucking algorithms, hitting the algorithms and all that shit, it's about hotspots, man. And you have the obvious ones that are already hotspots. Make a hotspot.
You are the algorithm.
You are the...
Ooh. Be the algorithm.
That's not like some Inception type shit.
Like, it's like, you are the algorithm. People be like, oh, I'm trying to get on this algorithm with Instagram. You're a business, baby. You know what I mean? Like, you're a business, bro. Like, of course. Like, you are your own algorithm. Like, yeah, figure out a fucking drop schedule. Figure out when... in the week, what time of the day in the week you're gonna drop.
Pay attention to that
with your team.
Pay attention to your insights.
Make sure everybody's right. On the same page.
Pay attention to your insights and when your fans are active and when your people are most active. If they're most active on Thursdays between 12 and 2 o'clock, that's when you should be posting content.
Yeah, what your followers been up to for the past 30 days. You can see all that shit on Instagram. You know what I mean? Take advantage of that professional dashboard that pops up on your homepage on IG. Like every time you log in.
You know that governments have used social media to overthrow other governments. You know what I'm saying? Like if they can do that, overthrow a fucking whole country through social media, think what the fuck you can do, and it's all literally at the palm of your hand. It's like a lot of people, and at times, like myself included, it gets a little scary. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, I need to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? But like, well, you gotta get past that, and like, there's information out there. You know, it's the internet age.
Now with ChatGPT, man, I literally typed in the prompt. You're the best social media marketer in the world. Give me the strategy to help my podcast pop. And it gave me exactly what I need. Laid it out in a split second. So y'all are playing around out here. You know, it really is.
Use your resources.
That's it.
You know, all around you. And yeah, ChatGPT, I mean, they got a free version you can get on your iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
come on, man. Just be creative. We're all creative. Be creative.
I will say this.
You see Skyfall.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT,
for those instances, absolutely dope. You know, I would say for other things like using AI for things like concept art or
writing
or art or whatnot, it's cool, but you can't do a collaboration post with AI.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do a collaboration post with a graphic designer. And reach his followers.
Bang!
You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing that will never happen.
Tools! Right.
And thank you for that. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And like, yeah,
so maybe we'll survive.
Because
maybe
AI does give us the kind of, you know, the DIY method, you know what I mean? Like, do it yourself, you know? Cool, but at the same time, like, you're missing out on an opportunity with you know what I'm saying, like an opportunity, baby. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying, so yeah, like you can't collab with AI, you know what I'm saying? AI is not gonna repost your shit, you know what I'm saying? AI ain't gonna be like, hey, follow my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can make it say that.
Yeah, let me hold back on that statement, because probably by next week it will be able to do that, but like, but yeah, bro, like
Big Slim over here, I got you, son.
Human creatives will always be the fucking go-to.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's all these bots. It's all bots, right? Bots create fake numbers, you know, create fakeness out there. But what's real is humanity.
What happened? When Elon bought Twitter and shit and found out there's hella bots on their shit, all the shit.
Mm-hmm. He losing hella money. Yeah. And he's getting ready to change the logo.
Change it to an X, right?
Yeah, and he's lost like $30-something million.
I don't know, man. I think he's
losing a lot of bread.
That's a smart dude.
And
we'll see.
But I don't know. I mean, the rebrand might do something for it, but I mean, he's losing a lot of money up front.
What he's doing now, see, he's trying to cut into YouTube's game. See, watch, right now he's trying to double. He's going to offer you double what YouTube is paying to get creators to move over to X. But for me, though, it's a whole lot of, you know, Trump types over there and a lot of that energy and everything like that. And so I'm more like, nah, you know, like I'll, you know, just stick with Instagram for now and everything like that. But to be honest, if I can ever get the, you know, the AI set up to where it just automatically goes over there, fuck it. That's just free money. That's when you can't leave any money on the table. People are leaving so much money on the table. Bro said, you know, Kale said, you know, you have to have a drop schedule. That's one of the simplest things with social media marketing. And I ain't, like, again, I ain't talking mess about nobody, but I know very few people that have a drop schedule. Highway is one of the few people that I know with, like, even just dropping on a regular schedule.
Yeah. Consistently. Yeah. I'm not in front, like, I have a fucking schedule, like, the whole thing planned out. I'm kind of random, but I'm consistent.
You gotta know
your fan base, too. Like, you gotta know how much they can consume. But, and if you're an EP dropper or a single dropper, you got to know per quarter how many singles you want to drop.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know how much content you're giving them. On top of doing the social media shit, like the TikTok stuff. Like, I'm big on the TikTok thing. So, like, I'll drop a song, and then I'm doing, like, 15 videos per song. Like, doing different types of shit, promoting it in different types of ways.
Yeah.
Right.
And then using those same videos and posting them as reels on Instagram and shorts on YouTube. Which, like, I was on YouTube the other day just going through shorts. This motherfucker had like 8 shorts that popped up out of like 50 videos that I was scrolling. And it's just because of the consistent drops. And
you I run out of highway shorts.
Create that algorithm. Yeah, I always see them, bro. Every fucking day I'm on YouTube, I see
you. I'm sorry, I'm spamming.
So,
that's the point. Algorithm.
But
you show me. I mean, that's a high percentage of content to see per 50 scrolls. If you're seeing one person anywhere from 8 to 15 times per 50 scrolls, that person's doing their job.
And especially, you know, if you promote the same thing, like, you can't get away from it at that point. I want to give a shout out to Yums, is a young artist from our city.
Hey,
and he is going crazy with this single because he's just finding different people to hit the dance with. And it's like day 100 of promoting this record. It's like, ain't no fucking way this ain't going to hit. These motherfuckers, they can't get away from this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you keep putting it in their faces, that consistency, you know what I'm saying? They can't get away from it. They might latch on third, fourth, fifth time, you know what I'm saying? But they see that shit 80 times, like, okay, man, let me listen to what this dude is talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Like, when Stunner Man pushed this shit for 365 consecutive days, bro, when he hitting the big step and dance, bro, he got motherfuckers at the Niner games doing it, he got people at all the games doing it and shit, grandma's doing it, everybody's doing the shit, and like, he just used that to really like blow himself up, and like now he does like a lot of like the interview shit that you see people do with the caption questions popping up and all that other shit, and like it's just, he's like ahead of a lot of motherfuckers that are doing this shit. Same thing with Locksmith. Like, Locksmith's got the Locksmith lifting now. Like, that shit is fucking dope as hell. You know what I'm saying? He just came up with this shit. And like, that's the type of stuff that you gotta like, gotta be into and gotta be doing this stuff. So,
shout out to AT, by the way. Like, speaking of like opportunities and capitalizing off of shit, bro, dude, he made the fucking anthem like for the Kings and shit.
Yeah.
Like, did you,
the whole squad going up joint that we do?
Yeah.
You got to perform it at the stage?
Yeah, so I mean, I got to do that shit with the Kings a couple seasons ago because one of my songs, they play one of my songs, Sushi, they played it at the games like all year in 2018-19 because I knew the DJ. Yeah. And so the DJ, she liked the song, and so she started playing it at all the home games. And so I got to meet the media relations guy at the time. His name was Scott Monaco, and he was running all the like all the major media relations for all the major artists that were coming through Golden 1 Center, all this shit. So I met with this dude for like an hour and at one of the games, and we were just talking, just like, weren't even talking about music, just having a regular conversation, really just kind of building a rapport with each other. And so we built a relationship, and he wanted me to make an intro song for them when they wore the red jerseys in 2020, the city editions. So they were, he's like, make a song. So like I made the beat, did all the shit, sent it to him, and he was like, yo, this is dope. So it's an original record that I was able to work out with them. And business-wise, it was one of those things where I could have just sold them the song and they could have owned it, but I just did a deal for the year with them, was able to work out business with them, and was able to create the opportunity. So that song, that squad, they played at the games for the, and all that on the Jumbotron and all that shit. So like that was a pretty fun experience.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then that got you on Good Day Sacramento and shit like that too, right?
Yeah, yeah, it led to me doing that and being on being a regular going on Good Day. But that just comes back to like what Bud was talking about, like knowing how to like network and talk to people and how to put yourself in the position to take advantage of an opportunity. And when you get those chances, you gotta just be able to put your best foot forward and understand the marketing, understand how to like pitch an email and like present yourself in the proper fashion in an email, working in good faith, put yourself in the right position to be able to make things happen. So that's what you want. That's what you want to try to do.
As our bro Scourge would say, shoot your shot.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, man.
That's right.
You might miss 100 shots before you make one.
Yeah,
Keep going.
Keep shooting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's the next tour spot you guys have going?
South Lake Tahoe.
September 9th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whiskey Dicks.
Hell yeah.
Whiskey Dicks. Yep.
Got the homies.
And then we in the works.
D-Day the Scorpion. Shout out to D-Day the Scorpion and Tip C. They're about to be out there and open it for us. And
yeah,
turn that motherfucker down.
They're working on some other stuff too. Like I'm working on a spot in Vegas called the Taverna. We got in contact with their folks. They want to do something with us. So we're going to get that going as well, too. Go out there and keep it rocking. So,
there you
tour is far from over, y'all. It's far from over.
All
right, we just get started, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely just get started.
I think that's one thing that's been good about this tour is that, like, we've had a couple different type of shows where we had to even cut our set into, like, a 30 or work out how to all six of us do in this situation. What do we have to do for this situation? So, it's, like, kind of preparing us for, like, anything that comes along. You know what I'm saying? Like, like when you're a performer, like we all probably pretty much got past our 10,000 hours performing on stage. You know what I'm saying? But like the little things, like when like your mic don't work or how the mic is and stuff like that. Like we all have had time to learn that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why when this shit comes out and you see it, so that this isn't just like this is a production. This is you know what I mean? Like this isn't just a rapper up there by themselves and stuff. This is the whole. We're all backing each other up. You know what I'm saying? Doing the whole thing like. Like I run out with the mask on, the clown mask for KO. Fucking they he comes out with the skull mask out for my intro. You know what I'm saying? We're all doing
the
all
mask bros. Shit.
We're even trying to like incorporate more types of theatrics. Like I love theatrics. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say like it sounds corny, but I still say it. I would love for like my intro to be like a WWE intro. You know what I mean? When I walk up to the stand, I'm like. Yeah, like fire floating about the sky. So
that's amazing.
I think that's what I'm kind of trying to do. Like, but I just haven't got there yet.
But that's what makes a show memorable. Like the big names that really care about putting that into their craft. Mm-hmm. They got a whole fucking set. It's motherfuckers dressed a certain way, moving a certain way. Yeah, ain't nothing not calculated. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And people walk away from that like.
That was an experience. I learned it personally, locally from Potluck, man.
Shout out Potluck, man.
You know, I mean, they're not together, but shout out both of them, One Ton and Underrated. You know what I mean? Shout out James Boy and everyone affiliated. That whole movement was so integral, man. But they branded themselves. They were the only motherfuckers that were like from this area, Humboldt. That really understood the marketing shit early on. And we're talking about like fucking early 2000s. Like we didn't have a lot of shit. And again, like not a lot of resources, but it is, I hate to try to make the ratio, but it's like your skill and who you know. So you have to be super talented, but sometimes the ratio will push to like who you know. You know what I mean? So you have to get the cosign somewhere and shit. But they were the first one to like brand themselves, really take them shit like themselves seriously. They have the stage show on lock. Mm-hmm. You can tell they practiced it. They have a look that goes together. You know what I'm saying? All their merch up. And they were making power plays, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to them dudes, you know what I mean? That's what I learned from
the person. Originators out here.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, always got to give it up to them, Garth Vader, you know what I'm saying? Swizzlow, Sub Sav and them. So many legendary motherfuckers around here, bro. I'm naming a few, a tiny bit, you know what I mean, off the top. But, we have branding, dude, and especially out here in Humboldt, man. This is the Redwood Curtain. People know about us. And we've been branded, but we also are thinking that we don't have an identity enough to thrive outside of Humboldt. Mm-hmm. So that's what we were talking about. Like, not to put nobody down, but that's just like how it could be in the setting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, look to people like Paula, you know what I'm saying? Fucking One Ton's episode was gems.
Yeah,
bro. Anybody needs to listen to that episode from One Ton on this podcast, bro. But yeah, man, just take your shit seriously, dude. Brand it.
That's it. You got to have, you know, something that a lot of people take for granted is something that Doe was just like just showing everybody when he was talking right now. It's like you have, when you guys are setting up these performances and you guys know what you want to do, you have a vision. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have to work towards that vision. A lot of people don't even, whether you don't have confidence in your vision or you don't even have a vision yet, mm-hmm. you have to form a vision of what you want your brand and everything around you to look like. And then you have to actually work towards that.
Execute. Huh?
And a lot of times nowadays, one of the themes that I was thinking about as I'm, you know, sitting and doing this podcast with y'all is like, we're talking about like y'all are executing consistently. A lot of folks, with the game being so easy to just hop on a little Akai MIDI controller and just get in the game or whatever like that, it's diluted. Mm. People don't even understand the work that you have to put in. And so then nowadays, it's like people say a lot of stuff. They say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that or I'm going to do all these different things. You could say whatever you want to. That's why it goes back to what you guys were talking about with Adam down at the jam. You know what I'm saying? He was like telling you guys, nah, that shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a dope ass show. Because he's seen a lot of people come and just talk. Mm-hmm. You know, they come and say they're going to do this or do that. And he's seen the shows.
Mm-hmm. Adam. Shout out Automatic Adam, bro.
Yeah. Many times I've ever performed at the jam, he's been there.
And he's super.
And he's always on point, bro.
And he loves the music so much, bro. And he appreciates when artists really go out and give it their all. You see it all. Being someone like a sound man, you get overlooked a lot.
Yeah, and like you're seeing all
you got all
the
these
shit.
People that think they fucking stars already, and they
turn it up, turn my mic up.
Oh, they'll fuck up their songs because they were too drunk and be like, oh, hey. Yo, the sound man or the DJ, yo, y'all need to get your shit. Yo, let's bring it back, man. Fuck all that, you know. Like,
that shit is trash.
Oh, yeah. Come on. So, shout out to So, Adam is the fucking, what do I call it? The antithesis? Is that the right word?
I don't know.
Luke said a lot of big words.
I don't know.
It's making me think a lot.
I wouldn't know what they mean.
He's more glue too. You know, the sound dude, to be real about it, you know what I'm saying? A sound dude can really... He could kill your show, or he could make your show.
That's like the people Adam, making your food.
Adam is the one I'm playing.
Yeah,
that's
hey,
it.
Hey,
literally. Wow. Yep, and
so
people don't see
artists,
that.
Artists, man, word of advice. Like, the first thing you do when you get to the venue, introduce yourself to the sound.
Come on.
Yeah, professionally.
Right.
Like, nothing wrong with
that's like before a game, like when I would hoop, I would always make sure that I would go say what's up to the referees, bro.
Oh, that's cheap.
Pre-game, no.
Oh, that's cheap.
But you say what's up because you
see me out there?
You shake your hands. You shake your hands. You let them know, like, hey, there's an issue. You know, you could talk to me. You could talk to 45.
Cool.
And then they know, then, like, you know, throughout the game, like, hey, I could check in with dude. He's cool. You know what I'm saying? You might get that call late because you put yourself in that good position. So you do the same thing with the sound guy. Then make sure all of a sudden your mic is hot. You
know, right.
You might be sounding real crispy. out of nowhere, but right.
That makes a big difference, man.
Yeah, you might get an unexpected delay on your voice. What was that?
What was that? Gutter. Come on, huh?
Look over and you can see him.
It was off on your head.
Yeah, man, but you know, buy him a drink, introduce yourself or something, man. You know, they love that shit. They see thousands of artists a year, so I mean.
That come in with expectations.
Rarely
are
people being like, hey, man, can I get you a drink? Right. You know what I'm saying? I would imagine. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
take care of yourself.
Who's fucking with the shit, though?
Take care of your people, period, man.
Yeah, period. Yeah.
Anybody that contributes something to what you're doing.
On that note, Henny Holyfield is one of the biggest playmakers I've ever seen, bro. Like, the most supportive
person. He's the one put all of us
made this happen. Yeah.
He's the one that put together the West Coast Love.
Yeah, he's like the Iron Man of like.
Come on, man.
He's our Tony Stark. He's Tony Dark.
He's got a song.
It's like Nick Fury.
He's got a song called "Win." I want to see you win. Right. And you got Fab on the remix, but it's like that is Henny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He's like Jerry Buss, baby.
He wants to see you play.
Because I'm a fan first, standing in the front row, clapping until my hands hurt.
You know what I mean?
Say that shit to him.
But yeah, he's a playmaker. He's good. He's personable.
Like Jerry
Buss,
baby.
And he truly believes in people, and he has no negativity in his heart. And that's the type of energy you need in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, some people make better soldiers than they do leaders. You know what I'm saying? Some people are, hey man, if you got it, like, follow your lead, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You make me a better soldier, maybe I can have my, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it goes, bro. Like, shout out to this dude, bro.
The way I first met Henny, because I'm from Fairfield. So Fairfield's like 45 minutes from Sacramento. Like right in between San Francisco and Sacramento. Like, like an hour each way, 45 minutes each way. I would come out to SAC to do like a showcase, and it was like at a warehouse show in Davis, and he was the guy who threw it and got me on, and I came to rock, and he was like, damn, bro, because we started talking, he's like, he was getting down. And then like every time I seen him from then, he'd be like, yo, you trying to get off? Or like he pulled me up on stage and be like, yo, come spit something. You know what I'm saying? Like right on the spot. So then like, yo, I saw that, and then that relationship just grew. You know, now we know each other forever. You know what I'm saying? It's like seeing that same type of mentality that he's bringing to all of this and all of us, like, you know what I mean? Like, I never thought, like, I've been on more Zoom meetings with these guys than I've ever been anything
my life.
Or schooling or something, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. You love it, you care. Yeah, I mean, you love it,
yeah.
You know, and I think that it's, with all of us, you know, it's good times and bad times. Like, do we have, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it don't. But the thing is, like, how do we stay together afterwards? And that's what makes us dope. You know what I'm saying? That's what works out.
Man, if we're bringing up old Henny stories.
Oh, man, boy.
Oh, yeah, old Henny, right?
First time I met this dude, I think, I'm pretty sure it was at this venue in downtown Sacramento. It's not there anymore. It was called Maryland's on K.
Yeah.
Maryland's on K Street. And it was a show. It was myself, my boy Eli. We went by KO and Eli. And it was Henny Holyfield, but back then he went by Hennessy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, who else was on that bill? Like, Zaya Bell was on that bill.
Yeah. Brulee.
Andre. Brulee was on that bill. Yeah, that was fire.
Come on, man.
Damn, bro.
Shout out to Zaya.
She doing her thing now.
Big
thing.
Shout out to Brulee.
That was years ago. Yeah. And then I think the second time I met you, we played at the fair together.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had the same like booking manager.
Right.
Gina Holloway. Shout out, Gina.
Shout out.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Gina.
But yeah, man. Yeah. Love you, dog.
Hey,
appreciate you for assembling the Avengers like this, bro. It's just dope.
I'm just glad that I got a group of people that are willing to move forward as a unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we complement each other. You know, we pick up slack where other ones is leaving off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're a team, man. And it's a different, I've been in a lot of group situations.
Mm.
This is the first team I've been a part of.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference between the two. You know what I'm saying? And I love my team. And I love hard. You know what I'm saying? I rock with you. I feel like rock with you. Let's go to the end of the earth. You know what I'm saying?
He talking. He talking right now. He talking. Bro.
Calm down.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yes. No, that's
fair.
Hey, y'all. Well, let me tell you what. I just really appreciate y'all coming through for this podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
it,
bro.
Hey, this was something, but last night, that was magic. That's, you know, one of the things about shows, a lot of the times, you know, here in Humboldt County, we're kind of blessed with, you know, there's, while there's a, you know, there's still more, you know, a lot more gains for hip hop to make. There's starting to be a lot more shows. You know what I'm saying? We're having like 1 to 2 shows a month in Humboldt County and everything like that. Not every show is magic. You know what I'm saying? That was magic. You know, so make sure that you come through at the next West Coast Love Tour.
Say that.
They love that shit in Humboldt County. Just snap it.
You heard it, man. The West Coast
we have every intention of coming back. Man, we love the experience. We would love to come back and rock the show.
Hey, just real quick, if we can just, you know, tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram. If you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start, man. So, yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram at It's AT Music. So it's ITSAYETEE Music. And yeah, man, follow me. I follow back. I'm not one of those Hollywood motherfuckers.
Henny Holyfield on everything, not Henny Hollyfield. Holy, like, you praying, you know what I'm saying? They get it wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah.
Holyfield, like the boxer, you know what I'm saying? Everything, social media, digital platforms,
follow
me.
And his ear is intact, so don't worry. His ear is fine. Both his ears are going out the ear, bro.
Holy, as in, like, holy.
Yeah.
Not in, like, holes in you.
Not I. Why? Yeah.
Right.
And Holyfield like a heavy hitter because you be coming with it, man.
Dang. That's why you need to come out with the boxer robe on, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
like,
it.
I mean, we want to expand on that type of shit. You know what I mean? So when you come, you're like, oh, it's a
show.
It's an event.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like somebody said you can do like a show every month, right? If you do a show every month a year, people are gonna get tired of you. But if you make an event every 3 months, every 6 months, and it's like a fucking spectacle, like
shit,
how like
DJ Khaled do it.
DJ Khaled would do those Miami parties and shit like that. Fucking crazy, you know what I mean? Damn, bro, like people are waiting for it to come back around, you know? Mm-hmm. That's our intention, bro.
Yeah.
Like a spectacle, man. Hey, I'm Highway, AKA Way High. It's at Way High 101, WAYHI 101. On most socials, on Facebook is Highway 101. On streaming platforms, it's just Highway. you'll find me. You'll find me. But HIWAY, or reverse it, or call me Jupac, or whatever the fuck you want to do. Call me fucking whack ass fucking rapper.
Way High 101.
Yeah. You call me whatever.
Highway.
Yeah, if you come on, you're in the information age, the web age. If you fucking like my shit, you'll find me. You'll find a way to find me.
Yeah,
come on. Like, come on, man.
Find a way to find me, baby.
Sing that, baby. Baby.
They already know you. It's more. They want to turn out to the shows now.
Come on, man. Shout out Humboldt County. I love Humboldt. And we have so many creatives out here, man. Let's go. Let's do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. We're all trying to find our way, man. We're finding our way as we go along. Just have the don't be discouraged, man. If you're really into it, gather your resources and look outward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Doe the Unknown on all things social, DOETHE Unknown, spelled unknown right, because a lot of these school districts have failed these people. Doe the Uncone has done hell shows on these flyers and shit.
Doe the Uncone.
But
K-O-W-N?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
UNKNOWN. That's how you spell unknown, okay? Let's just keep it. But like anywhere on social. Dope, Mr. Nobody on YouTube, you know, and just keep you on the lookout, man. Come fuck with us.
Yeah.
Do it.
Kinda Odd. That's KINDAODD, two words. Kinda Odd. On all platforms. Yeah, man. I got music everywhere, bruh. Fucking Apple Music, Spotify, bruh.
All the
Craigslist,
shit.
My nigga. Ass
SoundCloud.
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 Yeah. Backpage.
Yeah, Christian.
Backpage.
Only Man's.
Yo, Only Man.
Only Man's.
Feet Finder. Yeah, I mean.
He got all that shit. Anywhere you need to find this man, he's there.
Yo, hey, that's really it, man. Right there, fam. That's
shoot
it.
Shoot me a follow on the gram or something, man. I'll shoot you a follow back. Yeah, we in Hollywood over here, like AT said.
You know that. Also, my brother Scourge, follow him, SKURGE, yes. On everything. We have a brand new single dropping this Monday, West Coast Love, which is the,
anthem.
Yeah. The anthem for the tour, you know what I'm saying? And then we have the video shot by Jay Synth. I almost misdirected, but
he's
coming
in
out.
The he's in there.
He in there, though. Yeah.
You and Scourge featuring.
The legendary TQ is on the hook. If you know anything about West Coast,
yeah,
hip hop, you know who that is.
Monday, that's dropping.
This Monday is coming out. Hell yeah, everywhere. Music is sold. So yeah,
beautiful song.
I'm excited for that video.
And then we have our album, which is called The Higher Path, and that will drop at the end of next month.
So, big shout out, Scourge, man. We last night was you know, a long one. You know what I'm saying? Wanted to be here, but Scourge is an amazing, amazing artist. I've been learning about Scourge's artistry just through this tour, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm just going in with not having the homie thing, just hearing him straight as an artist. He's so dope, bro. So deep. Just natural with it.
Philosopher, bro.
Bro, he's so, man.
Socrates of us.
And his demeanor matches the music. Man, if you ain't, man, check out his shit, man. Just one off the top, man. I Want In. That's the tier
jerker,
bro.
That's
I'm pretty sure he said if you stream his music, he'll send you a picture of him with his shirt popped off.
Yeah.
Go stream his album, Her Radio.
Pretty sure he did.
Her Radio.
Just so you know.
Yeah, it's right. a new offer.
Dope.
It's like kind of like a promo code.
Oh yeah,
super dope, that's man. That's our sixth team member that wasn't here at the pod today. But
one of the things from the show last night about Scourge is that, man, he's confident. Man, like you have to be confident on the stage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when you see it like that, like you gotta respect it. Mm-hmm. So
he doesn't demand it. He commands it. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Bar.
Thank you, dude. Come on. But no, he has that air about him, man. It's just natural, and he's just a team player, amazing artist, amazing performer. You need to check him out, man.
Skyline.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Hey, Bub, where can we find you at, brother?
Instagram, Bubsop, BUBSOP. You can search it on YouTube too. You'll see all my shit on there. Capital Connections, my brand.
Dope.
Yep, videographer, photographer, many more.
Yeah, no, you're doing a lot out there, man.
My last like 5 videos, but
hey. Get your shit right. Go follow my guy. Man. Yeah. Tap in.
And then we got Colt's our engineer and producer. Mastermind on making everything sound better.
C45 Skylit, man.
Yeah,
he's been working.
Shout it out.
Lean in. What's up? Let them know how they can find you on the ground.
Check me out.
Yeah,
I love it.
Cole 45 Instagram, C45 Skylit.
C45
Skylit. C45
Skylit. C45
Skylit. Skylit's the brand. Skylit's the label. Skylit's the clothing line. Skylit's the
squad.
Skylit and Dialit.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah. Hey, I want to wish y'all the safest of travels, you know, on this tour. You know what I'm saying? I want to see y'all kill every venue. You know, I know you guys are. So it's going to be a blessing for any city you stop through. If you guys are watching this and you already got tickets to your West Coast Love Tour, you're going to love it.
Say that, man. Appreciate you having us on, man.
Thank you, homie. Amazing night, man. Y'all really came through, and the vibe was crazy, and it made me very proud to bring my homies, my extended family out to Humboldt, man. Big shout out to Humboldt because I know that's the exact crowd that I told them to expect. You know what I'm saying?
And was really
brought it. Y'all brought it.
You
didn't have it so much, man. There were moments where I was like,
I was getting teary eyes.
Hey, so, man,
that's that magic.
It's a feeling. It's alive.
Yay! Hey! Yay! Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hype.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much, y'all. To the next time.
Thank you, baby.
Man, appreciate you, man. Peace and love. Appreciate you, for sure.
Peace, brothers.
Peace out, man.